Well, 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 this is a great question, and I'm so glad that you asked it. Probably on a half a dozen occasions over the last 20 years, this question has been put to me, and my response has always been the same. The Immigration Department have a duty to take into consider all the information that's put before them in applying the approvability test for any foreign national who's making an application for an investment visa. Now, the test is that that person needs to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, and there also needs to be no security objection to that person being granted residence in Hong Kong. Now, if it just so happens that that applicant is a debtor subject to a private debt that's related to the business, then it would be of interest to the Immigration Department to understand the total picture that is impacting the ability for that business to carry out its business plan. Now, it's churlish to expect the Immigration Department just to receive a letter from a disgruntled debtor, as in we have in this instance, and expect them to take on board those representations and negatively impact the application. Because the Immigration Department have got a duty to look at all the facts and all the circumstances. So it just seems to me that if this gentleman does in fact owe you a significant sum of money, then your best course of action is to litigate for recovery of the debt. And once those proceedings have commenced, make the Immigration Department aware of those proceedings, including any defence that the other party puts up, so that they can take into consideration everything that's going on. Now, in my experience, what the Immigration Department will make of that, well, difficult for me to say. Will it fail him in terms of his applications for his visa? I don't know. But I could say, at least with some confidence, the following, that by litigating and pursuing your rights for recovery of the money through the courts, and then putting the Immigration Department on notice that these proceedings are in fact ongoing, I suspect that it will focus the mind of your errant debtor in perhaps a way that he hasn't previously been ready to look at it in the way that you would like him to. And I suspect he's probably going to start to take it a little bit more seriously than he has been in the past. Now, I'm not going to suggest or make any recommendations about that particular course of action. I'm just going to comment generally that I suspect that that approach might start to make things move more positively for you. But I'm certainly not going to suggest that you start expecting the Immigration Department to take sides with you. I think you really have to pursue your rights through the courts and then let the Immigration Department know about this this litigation that's ongoing, because, as I say, I think it's germane to the ability for that business to be deemed a suitable and credible sponsor, and also for that individual to be able to show that he can pass the test of substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, and there be no security objection to boot. So there you go. I hope that helps.